Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. This week we'll be taking a closer look at love isn't happy when injustice is done, but happy in the truth. That is 1 Corinthians 13 verse 6. So here is it that you and somebody's in an argument, and the conflict may not be resolved, doesn't matter at this point, but something unfortunate happens. It's not even like the other person's fault. Like, you're on the job and you're in somebody that you don't really get along with. An unfortunate situation happens on the job. Say it's a genuine mistake. Like, some reports weren't done in the way that it should, or some mistake happened, and it end up that the person get reprimanded for it and is even facing the whole thing of being fired, of getting losing them job because of the whole thing. That is a simple fix. May not be a simple fix, but something happened. And when you really reason out the details behind the situation that the person end up in that position, it's unfortunate. So, but you and them don't really get along well. So here's the thing though, the person is in an unfortunate position and you may or may not can help, but at that point in time, you're very happy that they're in an unfortunate position because they have caused you so much pain in the past. They have been such a pain in your life that you're very happy that they're in that position. Flip it to a relationship. You're in a relationship with somebody and then they cheat on you, for argument's sake. They're unfaithful. And they end up leave the relationship altogether. And long after, an unfortunate situation happens to them. For argument's sake, the new spouse clean them out dry. Gone with all of them money. And they turn back to you now to say, boy, well, you didn't even come, they're not even have to come back to you. You're here. So that happened. And it's like retribution now to them. You're glad, you're happy. Say, yo, this happened to them and it never worked out. And you're so happy that this unfortunate situation happened. Yeah, that is what the Bible is talking about. Not rejoicing when injustice is done, but happy in the truth. So here's our thought. Rejoicing when your enemy falls is the position of a person who don't have God approval. They spread the news about your fall and will even help you stay down. If you love your enemy, you will weep because they don't know that what they're doing is wrong. So here's the thing. What do people do when injustice is done to somebody else? They make fun of them. Proverbs 14:9. They gossip about the situation, Jeremiah 20 verse 10. They offered an ungodly solution to the problem, 1 Samuel 23, 19 to 21. They feed off the sins of people and plot evil against them, Hosea 4 verse 8. They tell lies, Hosea 7 verse 3. They laugh when people fall, Micah 7 verse 8. They approve of others who do evil, Romans 1 32. And they will boast about their selfish desires, Psalms 10 verse 3. This list of 8 perfectly sums up what persons do know without knowing what they're doing is wrong. So if somebody offend them, they're glad if something bad happened to them. Like, oh, that person let them deserve it. They're wicked, wicked, wicked. So that for reach them. So here's the thing. Jeremiah, Jesus, Paul, David, all weep because people were blind to the truth. David killed a group of people who reported to them they had killed Saul. And keep in mind, Saul tried to kill David on multiple occasions. David even had the chance to kill Saul, but didn't. This is something to keep in mind in terms of if somebody does wrong to you, the solution is not to pray for something wrong to happen to them. So what should you do when injustice is done to your enemy? Forgive them. Proverbs 14:9. Weep because they don't know peace. Number 2. Luke 19:41 to 42. Praise God when they change their ways. Love them sincerely, Romans 1:29. Share the word of God with them so that they change the way they think and the way they act. Pray for the person with joy, Philippians 1:4. Sacrifice yourself for others with joy, Philippians 2:18. And build the person's faith by encouraging them. So these are 8 things that you should do for your enemy, because the Bible says, love your enemy as yourself. Do good to them that purposefully hurt you and use you. There are 2 types of distress responses to any situation, a godly one and an ungodly one. A godly distress causes the person to change the way they think and act, and it leads to salvation. Ungodly distress leads to death. And then this is according to Paul. So what is the godly response? According to 2 Corinthians 7:9-16, it increases devotion to the Lord. It makes you settle your account with Him. You become disgusted with sin. You become concerned. You work to prove the innocence of others, and it produces godly fear. Ungodly distress response makes you hide from God. It decreases your devotion to the Lord, produces ungodly fear. You justify sin. You won't want to settle your account with the Lord, and you become comfortable with sin. So here's the question. Persons that have caused you pain and distressed over the years, when something unfortunate happens to them, what is your response? Do you smile, or are you concerned? And have you done something like this in the past, like something bad happened to somebody that you know, and you're very happy that it happened? At this point in time, you recognize that God is not pleased with a response like that, and that in itself is not love. Something to think about.
And that's our show. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I release a new episode every Tuesday. If you have any questions, please email them to podcast@andraepalmer.com or send me a tweet @AndrePalmer. Until next time, guys, one love and God bless.